mountains floated above the clouds in the distance. That was the Washington he wanted. Leah's mother hadn't specified where in the four states he should put the whirligigs. He bought a map and some groceries, walked back to the station, and took the next bus north.
Okay, now we know that Brent's first stop is in Washington State. So Stephanie's story, which was set in Maine, could not have been about the first whirligig Brent made. I think I can guess where Brent will go next. From Washington State, he'll probably head down the west coast to Southern California in the southwest corner of the country. From there, he'll travel across the country to Florida in the southeast corner. And finally, he'll travel back north to Maine in the northeast corner of the United States. And if that's correct, that would mean that Stephanie's whirligig was the last one Brent made. We're near the top of page 46, at the paragraph that begins, "He got off in Mount Vernon."
He got off in Mount Vernon and pored over his map. He broke his promise to his parents not to hitchhike, found a ride with a fisherman heading west, then walked 3 miles to a state park on the water only to find that the campground was full. He hadn't realized it was 4th of July weekend. Seeing that he'd walked, the ranger suggested he try asking if he could share a site. Slowly, Brent meandered through the campground. Every site was a separate country, baseball blaring from a radio in one, while the next was occupied by a couple playing duets on soprano recorders. It struck him that every family was a universe with its own peculiar natural laws. Free of his own family, he imagined himself part of each one he passed, trying on identities like a quick-change artist. He neared the end of the campground. He paused, stealthily eyeing a bearded man unloading his tent from a bicycle. He was tall, fit, looked to be in his 30s, had a thoughtful, sunburned face. The man noticed him, stopped, and turned. Brent felt like a stray dog begging scraps. "I was wondering." His voice was rusted from disuse. He cleared his throat. "If you'd mind. If you picked out a corner for yourself, be my guest.